Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy. And time you checked out the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat with sport suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Welcome, muchachos, to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Nick.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Hi, guys.
All in attendance. Here we go. Guess who's back from a holiday? Dave O'Neill.
I can't wait to hear about how he went in Paris, France.
Oh, good Lord. Hobnobby, was he?
I gave him a few tips about restaurants.
Gone Wild is back.
It is.
How good is that? It's chock-a-block too.
It's some sexy Gone Wild.
Well, there's a couple of sexy bits.
Yeah.
Echidna's rooting, snake's rooting.
And a fatty Bumbar dog.
Wow.
We'll tell
it's
you all about
lot.
That. It has
it's,
got the
it's
lot.
It's absolutely packed.
I'm going to talk everybody through The Bachelor and what happened last night.
You're still coming down.
Yeah, I'm still coming down because there's just, you know, so many ripping girls on that show. It's worth it.
Hotties?
Yeah.
Oh, not a ringing endorsement.
I think there may be some hotties coming tonight. Stand by.
All right. We're going to talk about a big issue here in the office.
It's
caused two camps to form.
What a drama.
And Triple M is ripped.
What could
right
be going on in your office too, things like this?
We're
going
to try and get to the bottom of that. A woman took a whiz on some potatoes in America.
Well, why did she do that?
I don't know, but I've got
her.
The audio.
Have you?
We'll be playing that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through.
And let's start with a very big announcement.
Oh, what? Do we say? What are we talking about?
Well, Australia's hottest radio hunk has been revealed.
Oh, this was his top five? Oh, here we
Take
go.
Take 5 magazine.
Take 5 magazine.
Can you get some champagne cork poppy music or something?
Sure.
Here?
Yeah, I'll get
well, Mick, you were.
It was the top 25?
You were in the top 25.
And I'm in
around
it.
Australia.
Okay.
In it. And
so
this has been very hard for us not to be able to reveal to you all day.
Can I say you're tipping top three?
Well, look, we've had to have a media blackout in the office.
Yeah.
And, well, there's
I'd like
no
to thank
difference
everyone
to you.
Who voted for me.
Just hang on a minute. Do you remember when we first started talking about it that you were a bit, you poo-pooed it a bit. You went, I'm not up for that. What am I?
Why would I be interested in that?
Yeah. Well, let's just reminisce. Let's go back to what we had a conversation about. I want to be very careful about how I promote this because you don't want to be involved. You just say, Jane, lay off. Don't push my barrow on this.
Well, so when you think basically you are on FM Radio's Mount Rushmore.
It's not really complimentary.
Like I am. You don't need to self-promote yourself. When you're one of the giants.
You might have probably wanted to rethink that.
Oh, okay. Oh, this doesn't sound good.
Well,
enjoy yourself.
Oh, yeah. Now, for a start, you know what's hilarious? Mm. It actually was announced on the Today Show this morning.
No one's seen it then. So no one knows.
No, everybody does know.
So people are still...
And it was announced...
Still left in the dark as to who won't.
By your girlfriends, Georgie and Deb. Now,
if they had a vote, I would have won it. They'd love me.
I'm not sure about that. Mm. Would you like to know who the radio hunk of Australia is? I'll hand you over to Deb Knight and Georgie Gardner.
Take 5's hottest radio hunk 2019. And the winner is Ray Hadley.
Ho! What?
Yes, Ray Hadley.
Ray Hadley.
There you go. I mean.
I can see it. He's a bull of a man.
Right.
And,
Well, Ray said that he...
So I'm second. Was I second?
Would you like me?
Shut up, Dave.
How about I go? I'll just randomly, so let me start at 25. That's Gussie Wallen.
Oh, Gus.
Going well there, Gus.
In my opinion, Gus is a good looking rooster.
Okay, so he came 25th.
Slightly portly.
Yes, but a very good, handsome
smart
man. Ed Cavalier came at 22. That's not.
Oh, tell me I beat Hughie. Please.
Let me just keep going.
Oh,
jeez. Okay. Sam Pang.
Pang?
He came in at number 12.
Oh, okay.
Tim Blackwell.
Oh, yeah.
Your nemesis.
He's
on air right now.
He's got that kind of skinny jeans, creepy feel.
He came in at number 8.
8.
So things are looking good for you, Mick.
Oh, you'd think so, wouldn't you?
Brendan Jones. You've never liked
Jonesy
Brendan.
Is as You've ugly as the day is
he's
born.
Not.
He's
not.
I can't look him in the eye.
What are you, he's all right.
He's avert you.
Number six. Kyle Sandilands. You've beaten Kyle. You've beaten Hello. Brendan Jones, Tim Blackwell and Sam Pang.
Oh, you're top five.
Fusey.
Coming
in,
can we have a drum roll, please?
Fusey's in the top five.
I don't know if you have one.
Yeah.
Coming in at number five.
Top five.
Of the Take Five. Hottest Radio Hunks.
Biggie.
Mick Malloy.
Yay!
Cop that, you ugly idiots.
Well, let me read out 4, 3, 2, and 1. Number four is Marty Sheargold. Number three is Luke Darcy from Triple M Hot Breakfast in Melbourne. And number two, Dave Husey.
Oh, you got beaten by Husey.
So it's a funny thing, is it? It's one of those novelty where you... It's like getting Bodie McBoakface through as the name.
Do you want to hear what Ray Hadley actually mentioned you this morning? What? He was interviewed on the Hot Breakfast in Melbourne because Luke Darcy was pissed off.
Because he went hard.
He thought he had in the bag.
Big campaign.
He didn't.
On.
And Ray Hadley came as a surprise to quite a few people.
Yes.
Funnily enough, let's have a listen to what Ray had to say.
Husey, good luck, son. The one thing I'm worried about is that Marty Sheargold and Mick Malloy didn't make the final two. I mean, that's a reflection on the quality of the field.
Hey, he makes a good point. Because Ray, like me, you know, there's a certain type of person who guys want to be and girls want to do.
Okay.
And
I know what you're saying about Ray's got it. That's his aspiration.
I could be Radio Bachelor. I could be the Bachelor.
Radio's Bachelor.
Girls, give us a call and tell me how sexy I am. 1-333-53.
No, they will ring up. This is the problem.
We got a prize.
1-333-53.
Night with Mickey.
Who wants to go out with Mick? He's really...
Bluffing your own pillow.
Hey, I was about to say how desperate the girls were on The Bachelor a minute ago.
Well, coming from someone who just scraped into the top 100 of the max.
No, I did not just scrape in.
You were good.
I'll have you know.
In your day, you could have won anything.
In your day. Let's go to a song now.
Jane...
Let's go to song.
Hey, would you like? Did I get any support from this office?
No, because you told us to back off.
You said, "Oh, it's a joke." Who
you said, "I can't be bothered doing that." I'm better than that.
Yeah.
If I don't win, I don't want to know about it. That's what you said.
All right. This is Kennedy Malloy. Thanks to HSV.
Phones have lit up
for the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cup. You don't have to ring. Play hard.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Take 5 Magazine's number 5 hottest radio hunk, Mick Malloy.
I must say, I'm quite happy for you for that.
Well, top five's good.
Well, if I had a bit more support from the office, well, so clearly there's been a couple of campaigns run here.
Well, I think there has been. I did hear Ray Hadley say that his 22-year-old daughter got all her uni mates and everybody to say, "Come on, Dad, we'll get you over the line." So,
good on you, Ray Hadley.
So he has
you
to.
Old spunk.
Does he have to do it in the nude? I don't know.
What do you mean?
Ray, is it?
Oh, it's like a centerfold.
Take his kid off. I think there's a big centerfold picture, isn't there? Oh, no.
I'm the only one who's appeared on a billboard in their underpants. Yeah. I am an underpant model. Amongst many other things.
Well, you know, amongst many other things, you just did bid the call out to...
I can't believe you did that, by the way.
You give him a prize.
You said you would like to be the Radio Bachelor of the Year.
I should be.
You should be. Well, there's a lot of calls for you.
I said, ring me up and tell me how sexy I am.
Okay.
See, we think that's probably going
to be forward. Sharon's on the line. Hi, Sharon. Do you find me hot?
Hello. I certainly do, Mick. You're the only man that I aspire to bring beer from the fridge for. What's
oh, my God.
On?
Oh, you had me at beer. Now, Sharon, I like you. What's your suggestion there? But you realise that's about an 18-hour shift.
it's a lot of work.
You're going to be clocking up some Ks.
I can do that.
Oh, I can't
wait. Thanks,
Sharon. Well, a little pair of rug boots.
I'll have a chat to you
great.
Off air.
Sharon. I like it.
Ashley.
Hello.
What's going on? You a bit keen on Mickey here?
Oh, yeah.
Ashley.
You have fine taste in men, Ashley.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Are you mentally undressing me at the moment?
It's going to take her a long time. Ashley.
I'm trying not to. I'm driving.
Hey.
What do you think about Mick getting top five for Take 5 magazine?
I'm pissed that he got fifth.
Well, where would you have me?
On top,
which is exactly where I like it.
Biggie.
Hold it on, you guys. Get a room, why don't
you? Thanks, Ashley. Prize for Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley.
Prize pack coming
hey,
your
Barry.
Way. Hey.
Barry, that's a pretty sexy name.
Thank you. I won't tell you my last name because you Google me.
But, okay.
I think
I think Mick is a very sexy man. Added to that, he's charismatic and he's a Tiger supporter. I would have put him at number one too.
Big prize. So you know what? I have charisma. Well, that's her dancing name. But she's a hottie. Hey, Barry, you speak a lot of truth, and if more women were honest with themselves...
I'm quite shocked and slightly appalled.
Thanks, Barry.
I've always said I'm a single woman, and my children have said, if you were to marry again, who would you marry? And I said, Mick Molloy.
Thank you.
All right, Barry.
You have children who are wise beyond their years.
And there is counselling available anytime you need. Hi, Marianne.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. There's a bit of competition going on. What can you bring to the table?
I know. Look, Michael's my number one in my eyes anyway.
Michael. Oh, I like that.
And he likes a beverage or two, which I'm partial to.
Are you single?
I sure am.
Do you like a dad bod?
Yeah, why
not? Or do you like a granddad bod?
No. Not that far. I'll get it first.
Do you like three dad chins?
And what would we do? The inside, isn't it?
What would we do if we're going to go on a date? Where would you want to go?
Okay, well, I'd be happy in a pub, Michael.
Oh my God, see, he's getting very happy hearing this. Thanks, Marianne.
Just got a stiffy.
Louise,
pardon. On the air.
Hello, school kids. Yeah. Louise,
how are you?
What do you want to say about my friend here?
I just wanted to say that he's like a bottle of red, gets better with age.
Like a bottle of red which we'll drink before mains.
And can sometimes go off.
No, he doesn't go off.
Louise, that's quite sad.
Where are you calling from, Louise?
Newcastle.
I love Newcastle.
Oh, you do too.
Yeah. I'll see you there. I'll meet you at Noah's, room 34.
Yeah, right.
See ya. What has Carmel got to say? Hi, Carmel.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Mick.
Hi.
I'm probably in the minority here. Actually wouldn't date Mick.
What?
Why not?
Are you a lesbian?
What doesn't
Are you... Carmel, what's wrong? What? I'm the complete picture.
Mick, I love your professional work. I reckon you're awesome.
Oh, that's a slap down, mate.
Here it comes.
It's a physical thing. It's the athletic build that I like.
Well,
who's your idea of a hot guy, Carmel, that we might know?
I like a fairly physical kind of athletic.
What are you talking to Hemsworth?
Hello.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that buff. I've got to be realistic.
I could be a Hemsworth. If you lined us up in a photo, you wouldn't be able to, you'd say...
You could be a Hemsworth.
Why not? No chance.
You just couldn't.
Hey,
you don't look like any
Carmel,
of them.
Carmel, describe yourself.
Yes, Mick.
Describe yourself.
Oh, Carmel, sell yourself.
How would you?
I'm just a petite, blonde, blue-eyed woman who keeps fit and trim.
Have you got big cans, Carmel? That's
okay,
what he wants to ask.
You don't need to put this out
no,
on the radio.
No, because I'm quite honestly probably not mixed type either.
All right, Carmel.
Thanks, Carmel, anyway.
Thanks for killing my buzz.
Good luck with the Hemsworths.
I think we're done.
I don't think we are.
We've got any...
What about Laurie? Last one.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Laurie, how are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Oh, well.
Okay. I like Laurie's voice.
Minutes.
Stay on the line afterwards.
Hey, listen, I think, Mick, you've got a great dad bod.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, Jane's got more of a body for me. Thank you.
Oh,
Jane?
Yes.
Whoa.
Oh, yes, Laurie. Hello, Laurie. I can,
it's never
too late to try new things.
Can I at least watch Laurie?
Okay. I think this segment might almost be over. This is
Laurie.
Kennedy Molloy.
I'll turn you, Laurie.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Dave O'Neill is back in Oz and he'll be joining us in the second hour. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy.
Where did he finish on the Radio Hunks list?
Well, he's not on radio anymore, so he's...
Top five, but he's
top
not top five.
You got top five. You're
top
very
five
happy
radio.
With that. We're happy with that. It's a pretty good spot to come. Now, speaking of hunks, it was a very exciting night in my house last night.
You're sold on this, aren't you?
Do you think he's the best bachelor? I do.
You're a bit giddy yesterday, weren't you?
I wasn't giddy.
A little.
I was chatting with the guys around here. We all say no sizzle.
Yeah.
JB says Boring. No sizzle.
JB?
JB says
He's got no
sizzle.
Why would we ask a guy? Why would you not ask all the girls who were squealing about it? Idiots. I'll tell you what. There was a lot of flustered women last night hopping out of limousines.
Yeah, okay.
To see The Bachelor.
Right.
And he did a good job.
How did he go?
He went fine.
How did Chumpy McChumpface go?
He went great. The show didn't let me down because just so many hair extensions.
Really?
And so many cheap dresses and so much tooth whitener.
Wow.
I mean, it's all in one spot, which is great. Now, okay. They all come out and they go, oh, hello, I'm this. And they all have their little trick thing. That some
Like what?
Well, someone came and gave
a tattoo of a molecule.
Yeah. Oh, God, okay. Someone came in on a motorbike, Bogan from Gold Coast.
Oh, that's pretty good.
She's going to stand by for her.
She's a ripper.
I wanted to feature someone today for the first episode for you.
Sure.
And this is a lass who came out of the limousine, and I'll let you she'll introduce herself.
Okay.
So have a listen what she describes herself as.
My name's Rachel, and I'm the hot young bride. Hair looks good. Makeup's on point. Here's trouble. Are you ready?
I'm not sure I am, actually.
She arrived in a bridal white wedding dress.
Wow.
Carrying a bouquet. Yeah. And he was a bit taken aback, as you can imagine.
Right. Okay. Well, what was she expecting? That it was going to be...
Well, she's just...
She brought a bridesmaid as well.
She brought a bridesmaid along with her that he was a bit interested in. And in fact, he talked to her and he said, oh, are you sticking around? She said, no, I've got a boyfriend.
Okay.
So she's probably left. So
what's Rachel? Is she a bit of a nutbag?
Rachel has got a bit of a Jessica Powell look about
her,
is what I might say. She's a bit of lips and hair. And
does she have daddy tattooed on her lip?
Not
she
yet.
She doesn't yet, but she's very confident. Mm. She wasn't impressed so much when she first saw The Bachelor.
It's showtime, bitches. Is that a bride? No one's ever done anything like this before, so I'm sure a lot of the other girls would be jealous.
Oh, my God!
She looks insane. And also they weren't happy about her because she said this about The Bachelor.
When I saw him from a distance, I was like, oh, this guy's not hot.
He is hot.
I love him. Just like his hair and everything is amazing. He is a real gentleman. You could not style him any better. He's just perfect.
How funny. This girl is embarrassing, really, like... You've only met him for 10 minutes. I think Emma's a bit clingy. There's stage 5 and then there's Emma, so I would say she's like a stage 10, 15. I'm not threatened by that little desperado. Thank you, next.
Says the woman in a wedding dress.
Do you know what he looks like? A nerdy Harry Connick Jr.
But why is that bad? That's a good thing. That's a plus.
Looks like he's a dorky little brother.
Look, two girls have already been kicked out.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Two girls are already kicked out.
And
are they both your girls?
No, well, one of them is.
That's hilarious.
And the other one's plain Jane. So.
I've told you to stop using that expression. Janes around the world don't like it anymore. I've got to tell you, these girls, my favourite bits of The Bachelor is when the girls are all sitting around together.
Yeah.
The timer is on. And if you don't get 5 minutes with the Batchy boy, you're gone. He's not going to know who you are and he's going to piff you. So they all get up and they start to have a conversation. Then someone else comes from behind and says, oh, excuse me, I'm really sorry. I hope I'm not butting in. Oh, can I just have a chat? And it's just causes so much drama. There's another girl that took my attention last night.
Hang on, are these a good bunch of girls? Is there enough trouble here on deck?
Oh, yeah.
There'll be enough trouble.
Are there hotties? Yeah. Are there any hotties? I'm looking at the loop.
They might have some intruders tonight, which might be very timely in the hottie department. But hang on, this girl comes up to him and I'll let you hear the conversation they have together. Just listen to her special skill.
Here she is.
Matt, I see you've been checking out my box.
I've been checking out your box.
I won't hold it against you.
Look, okay, let me open your box. I have no idea what she said. My Mandarin's garbage.
What is going on? What just happened? Was there a gong in there?
Yes, because...
Was there a gong? Why is there a gong?
In one of the most fantastic pieces of racist television you've ever seen, a red-headed fair girl comes out talking Chinese and all of a sudden goes... gong, like all this ching chong Chinese music plays. It's so racist. It's ridiculous. She's now known as China Girl. You've got to check her out. All she talks about is China.
Is she a geisha? Was she put up on
No, that's Japan.
Yeah, I'm being racist.
Come on.
No, she goes Chinese she's the whole
lived
show.
In, she's lived in China for Give 2 years.
And she like with chopsticks.
Speaking of races, you've got to check her out
well,
when you've got some free
bring it
time.
On. There it is.
It's on again tonight. There's a girl, Emma. No, a girl who's a nurse.
Can someone please translate that to for me? That
what was just said?
I want to make sure.
Okay.
I want to know exactly what was said there.
Why?
Why she's, am she's I just, no longer in the suite?
She's going, hello, my name is...
So what did Keely go? That was my girl. What happened to her?
What colour dress was she wearing,
was she apricot?
I wonder? If she had the orange dress, she had a 50-year-old woman haircut, so that would be why she went.
Oh, jeez, it's a tough road.
That's what I see.
And who's my other... Where's my other... Well,
oh, the other one, we didn't even know. She didn't even speak.
Jessie.
I was going, who's that? Who is she?
She's all my eggs are in the Jessie basket.
No wonder he didn't give flowers to her.
It'll be all over early for me.
Okay, it's on again. But,
all right,
Don't check forget that. To turn over, though, in time for the front bar.
Oh. Oh, yes.
There you go.
Yeah, of course.
Good point. Good point. Yeah.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Gold 92.5 on the Gold Coast. Shout out to that crew. Big radio ratings today. Number one station on the Gold Coast. We love them.
Well done, gang.
That's where you guys were for the Logies in those studios.
We were very welcomed and we love that station very much.
Top shelf. So good bunch.
Love them.
See you at Schoolies Week. Hey, now, they are a good station. They had a great rec room, I remember, because we were up there for the Gold Coast, and I remember seeing them going, geez, that looks good. Mm.
They had a billiard table, did you say?
They had like a billiard table, they had a table tennis table, they had a bar area. I thought this would be a good
bar.
Place. This would be a good place
we
to hang out.
We still have to get a cocktail bar in here, remember?
Yeah, well, in your dreams. We want to get a barman.
We want to get a barman
stand here.
That would be good. We can still work on that. Did we do all right in the ratings up there?
We did indeed.
Great.
So well done to Kennedy Malloy, the crew there, and the rest of the Gold Coast.
Well, all right.
Now, speaking of offices.
I was just saying their rec room kitchen area is so great and everyone looks so happy. Ours here, well, it looks like it's from a display home.
It's very attractive.
Kitchen from a display home.
Beautiful looking kitchen.
You can say that, but I mean triple.
It's
M.
a feature.
I remember the first time I ever got here, there was just a pie warmer.
Yes,
it's like a room with a pie warmer and a kettle.
Yeah,
and I love the House of M's, and I've been here on and off for all my adult life. Mm. It's a second home to me, so I'm sensitive to what's going on in the office. And
you
there's
are.
A big brouhaha.
Now, can you fill me in?
On
because
deck.
You are with the boss of this whole area. She
Fee
knows
Curran.
What's going on.
The office manager. I shared a lift with Fee today. She had a troubled look on her brow.
No.
I
don't like when Fee's unhappy.
I said, what's the major talking point? What's
what
going on in the office?
What was it?
And, well, there's World War III. It's bedlam. So yesterday in our boutique kitchen, someone has cooked salmon, but cooked it in the sandwich maker and the joint. Is on the bugle. The whole joint's on the bugle. People are opening their windows. I've got a door open.
Well, it's very hard in a radio station to open a window, isn't it?
Oh, you can't be cooking salmon in there.
Can I tell you that stinks it up?
Well, it stinks it up. Correct, Jane.
Yeah.
Totally. You can do it in any kitchen. Everybody knows when you cook salmon, all the fans are on or it just strap yourself
smells.
In.
So anyway, Fee's come in and lay down the law. No more cooking salmon in the kitchen.
Fair enough.
No go. Anyway. You'd think that'd be the end of the story.
Yeah.
Massive uprising.
Oh no.
The vegans have gone berserk.
Right.
And they've come back with
the pescatarians.
The pescatarians with pitchforks. Okay, then there's no cooking bacon in the kitchen.
Oh my, that's what's been going
and
on
basically
here.
Basically it's gone medieval.
Oh, they are smell
there's
bacon.
People, there's two tribes, there's a split down the middle. There's been a few emails floating around.
Well, that's very interesting because I just went, when you spoke of this, I thought you told me that the salmon was being cooked.
Mm.
So I went to investigate and went, but there's no stove.
No.
And then the girls told me, no, they put it in the sandwich maker with baking paper in between. But it doesn't matter. Salmon really pongs the place out.
It's on the bugle.
It is on the bugle when you cook it.
And it's an open plan kitchen, so it's right where we sit.
It's
so
right
it's
where everybody sits.
Big open area.
It's called Salmon Gate.
Salmon Gate.
Yep.
And can I just say something?
What?
You don't want to get the salmon crowd unhappy. Because the salmon salmon crowd in this office has gone bananas.
The salmon crowd.
They want heads to roll.
Mm.
That's
so
frightening.
They've got a list of demands. No more bacon. No more. I mean, this is interesting. I mean, we speak about the guy who put his Frankfurts into the coffee urn.
That's disgraceful.
Yeah.
Well,
I must say I had cause to open the fridge yesterday.
Right.
And it baffles me how much food people bring into an office place. But it seems to be the same containers that are there for a week later.
Out.
I think everybody
thinks...
There's
a human head in there.
I wouldn't be surprised.
There's a human head in there.
People think it's a good idea to bring leftovers.
Are they labelling?
No. It's no label. Oh, no, there is. No,
you
there
bought
is a bit
salmon
of
in today.
No, because I've bought salmon to eat at home for dinner. I haven't cooked it yet.
Well, I don't want it in the office.
It's in the fridge.
I don't want it in the office.
But when I cook it at home, you've got to do it a special way. You'd never put oil in the pan when you cook salmon.
You don't?
Because it's already got oil in it. And just put it skin side down and then it won't pong as much.
Dirty rotten salmon eaters. They really do get on my goat.
You don't like salmon?
Salmon, I don't care for salmon. I'm a tuna man. I've always been a tuna man.
Are we on the radio?
Bit of gar.
We've got a fish and chip
bit
shop.
Bit of garfish,
right opposite here, though. Just get your salmon from over there. Easy.
What do you mean?
Why would you put get salmon
it, I get
from
it from
a fish
Coles.
And chip shop?
Well, you get it from there.
I've gone down to Coles and got a couple of
flake,
pieces.
Or you get some orange roughy.
Fish and chips. I'm not buying fish and chips.
You go to a fish and chip shop for your...
I actually cook, mate.
You get salmon from over there.
Didn't two people just die of some kind of salmon incident?
Smoked salmon to you.
Our reports was it was a newsreader who had the...
Yes.
And she read it out as a news report. Salmon banned at Triple M.
What's happening in your office, though? You've got some office
this
politics
is a good one.
Going on.
What's blowing up? What's blown up? What's causing...
What has caused a fracas?
A Category 5 in your office. Let us know. What's the talking point? 13353.
Kennedy Malloy.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I've just been out the office.
What's the update?
Well,
what's going on?
Salmon Gate is up and running. Let me tell you, you don't want to get on the wrong side of the salmon crowd. They come for you. They turn. I got booed and hissed.
Because you dissed salmon.
I don't care for salmon eaters. Yeah, that's one of the first questions I asked.
You don't care for salmon eaters? What, 50% of the population, 80% of the population?
It says a lot about the person.
You like eating salmon.
You'd be a salmon eater.
Of course I am.
Good for you.
Rest my case.
Got your amigas.
Jesus, so anyway, I've gone to the toilet. Guess what? How's this for office politics?
What's happened?
I'm not joking.
What?
I tell you this is absolutely true. In the men's toilet, the urinal has been roped off.
What's
with like police style tape.
Why?
You're not allowed. Well,
you can't use
you
a urinal.
Tell me.
How can you just clog up a urinal?
I don't
I
know what's going
you.
On, but
jeez.
You clearly
has there
you've
been
told
crime?
To still.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows in this joint?
People that come around here. Creepy.
What is that about?
I don't know. This office.
I've thrown the whole place into chaos.
Mm. Normally when you go to the toilet, that's always closed for cleaning though, isn't it?
So the cleaner here has got it in for me.
I know. It's the time that you come in that the cleaners are here.
No.
Every time.
I
tell you, I go, bang, I'll just shoot off to the... what? Closed for cleaning? Again?
It's
like he sees me coming. Yeah. Like he goes, he's just
here
at the
comes.
Bottom of the lifts now.
Here he comes.
Quick, put the sign up. Idiots.
Hey, we asked people... In your office, what chaos is going on? What crazy business?
What's the rumpus?
What's happening? And Cookie's on the line. Cookie. How you doing, Cookie?
Hey, yeah, good.
Hey, what's the rumpus in your office?
Everyone cracks the shits when I put heaps of Parmesan cheese on my spaghetti.
Oh, because it's Pongs.
Oh, Parmesan.
Like the powder one?
Oh, that Kraft powder stuff that,
that
is from
one.
1950. Cookie.
Like
just tell them you vomited on yourself. That's what I do.
It smells like vomit.
Yeah, toe jam.
Oh, I reckon it's awesome.
All right, well, you know what? Get your own corner office. When you get your own corner office, you can have your spag bowl. Well done, Adrian. Adrian,
what's going on?
Yeah, I think I've got your salmon crew covered here. We actually had a bit of a pandemic of people bringing in their slow cookers and cooking their dinner on their desk during the day.
You are joking.
Hang on.
No.
Well, it's like a Korean barbecue all of a sudden, isn't it?
They bring them in from home, a slow cooker. Yep. They put in the lamb and they make a casserole.
Pop them on their desk and then dinner's ready and they carry it out to the car when they're ready to knock off.
I'd be banning that. That's a disgrace.
Not on my watch.
Put it on at home. That's what the whole point is. You put it on your kitchen bench. Hey, Adrian, we've got a prize for Adrian.
We've got tickets for you to go see Kiss. There you go, Adrian.
There you go.
Coming to Australia.
You'll love that.
The end of the road world tour.
On you, Adrian. Alan's on the line. Alan, what's the rumpus in your office, mate?
Hey, Janie, Mick and Dangerous One.
Yep.
People at my place like to cook their steaks from raw on the sandwich press.
Good
And they
God.
Don't do a good job of cleaning it afterwards.
From raw? You can't do that, can you?
Yeah, you can.
They do it.
Yeah.
Can you?
I mean, this is a thing now. There's whole shows devoted to
George
cooking.
Foreman grill.
It is the George Foreman grill style, but even people are doing it in their Breville sandwich makers now. It's a new thing.
You're cooking a steak in a Breville sandwich maker.
People are doing veal parmigianas. I'm not joking. What else? Did you say spring rolls?
Somebody else buys full-size spring rolls and brings them in and does them in the same sandwich press.
Stop it. Oh.
It's ridiculous.
That is.
I'd change offices. I'd get a new job. Well done, Alan. Lucy's on the line. Lucy, what's happening in your office?
Somebody opened a tin of kippers and then heated them up in the microwave.
Oh, what? Kippers even exist?
I was going to say, is that a real thing?
I've only seen it in like Downton Abbey or something.
What's a kipper?
Yeah, I don't know where they came from. Then they heated them up. It was terrible.
Jeez.
English, in an open plan office.
English person. Yeah,
they must be a pom. That's funny.
No.
Thanks. No? No, they just like their kippers. Thanks, Lucy. Hey, Gabby.
Hey, guys.
What's the juice going on in your office?
Oh, this was one of my friend's offices, but it was too good. I had to share it with you guys.
Go ahead.
So they had a new contracts person who noticed they're spending like $100 a week on Milo. So the contracts person just cancelled Milo without telling anyone.
What? How'd that go down?
Didn't realise. Well, the problem is it was actually in the guy's employment contract. They were in a really remote FIFO area. So you know what? Tools down for a whole week while they waited for their Milo.
Tools down over Milo.
That's brilliant.
Yes.
I tell you what, though, coming from a big household, tin of Milo, it lasts one night.
Yeah.
Because as soon as I go, oh, Mom, Milo's here. Mum's bought Milo.
Yeah.
It all goes.
Yeah, Milo or Quick? Quick.
We're both.
We're both.
We swing both ways in our house. Milo and Quick.
What about Milo? Do you stir it in or do you just put it in and then put the cold milk on top and then let it rise to the top?
I let it rise to the top.
Ooh.
And don't stir.
You don't stir.
I haven't had it for about 50 years.
Do you ever have it hot?
Used to.
Yes, I used to too.
With milk or water and milk?
Milk. No water.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Sorry, obviously.
Okay, but I like your line of questioning, officer.
The leafy part of town. Tony, what's going on in your office, mate?
Tedious.
What's happening?
Well, this is non-food related, but I'm sure the mouths were used.
I'll allow it.
You'll allow it. I work for a rather large accountancy firm, so I won't mention their name, but a couple of girls got in some after-hours activity on the boss's desk.
Did they there?
Female boss. And were caught by her secretary.
Two girls together.
Two girls on a female boss's desk.
Female-type girls.
I like where this is going. And how did is it all out? Is it out now?
Well, the boss's secretary come back after-hours, being an accountancy firm, and caught him in the act. And she's sort of well known as an Esme Watson, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, Tone.
Sticky beak.
Can I say something, Tony? You've turned me around about accountancy. I always thought it would be a fairly bland workplace environment.
Oh,
but
no.
I'll tell you what, I've pulled the wrong rein here.
Do you think this is a bit common?
The funny thing is, the officers split 50-50 whether it was okay to do it or not.
Well, is that the accountancy
for the women? Believe it or not, both these women were in their 40s.
All right.
Hey, steady on your believe it or not with women under 50 having sex, mate.
People generally put it away by then, haven't they?
Jeez. Especially
the majority of the women
40, you go through the change, I believe.
Tony's still going.
Hey.
All right, I better stop. Tony,
thank you.
You're taking us out into some deep water.
Indeed.
That's going to get us in trouble.
It's taken a turn.
Yes.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Who's coming up in the next hour?
Dave O'Neill. The great Dave.
Is he a salmon eater? Do you think he'd be a salmon eater?
No.
No.
Doesn't strike me as a salmon eater.
No, I think he's a flake eater.
It's just thumbs down from Dave out there.
There's a lot of boys who are a bit silly about fish. I go, I don't like. Do you like fish, Dave?
My wife doesn't, so no.
Do you eat fish?
No, don't.
Why not?
I love fish, but we don't have it in the
house. What's your beef with fish?
Well, because Liz doesn't like fish, so she doesn't like the smell of it, so the rest of us don't have fish.
So you've never enjoyed surf and turf?
I
love fish.
Beef and reef.
I think Mrs. Dangerous.
If I go out for dinner, that's what I'm doing.
She sounds high maintenance. Is that why the only restaurant you ever take her to is the Indian?
She's not high maintenance, and I love her very much. 20 years wedding anniversary coming up.
When?
This month, 28th.
You won't get there.
What do you mean?
Bad feeling.
Oh, on the rocks.
Did you have a dream last night?
I did. It was Whitney in the office. So
you shouldn't be dreaming about hot young producer.
Well, it was. It woke me up. It was a bit of a nightmare in the end. So
is this a hashtag Me Too thing?
We're like in some industrial lift, and it's plummeting at like a rate of knots, and we're holding on to the rails, and it's going down to earth, and then it opens up. We're on railway tracks.
You know what that means? I've studied this. What? You'll be dead in a week. Seriously, and Whitney will be in a coma. And there's nothing else you can do about it.
I hope that's not true.
No, that's a dream study.
Okay. Well, you're a dream expert now, are you?
I am.
Right.
I am.
He's an expert at everything.
Could be a segment.
Hey, so you know the best place to eat a fish is on the back of a boat. You know, if you're on the back of a big boat, yeah. it's got a table that's out the back, right. and you eat a whole fish, okay. like a coral trout.
Yep.
Or something. Right. Okay. You sit there. They need to drink it. But I wouldn't still need salmon. Where do you get a salmon from?
What are you talking? I went to Coles and got salmon.
No, fish markets. I mean in the wild, stupid.
In the wild? Don't call me stupid. You're the one asking where you get salmon from, you knob.
Is it freshwater or saltwater?
Both.
Oh, well,
wild
so, there
salmon,
you go.
Ocean salmon.
Farm salmon.
Oh, I don't even want to have this conversation with you because you don't even take it seriously. No, I'm only
saltwater
speaking to people about fish who know what they're talking about.
Saltwater salmon would be fresher.
Again, I am not listening to a word you say about fish, eating it, sourcing it.
Has your husband ever caught a salmon?
No.
Has he ever? No.
He's caught trout.
He's a trout man.
He's a trout man. I've only ever caught trout.
If he caught salmon, I would dump him. If he went out
What's
on a
your problem
fishing
with
trip and came, I don't like salmon.
What?
I never have. I don't
Stop
like.
Stop it!
The
wrong
the
with you.
Calm down. It's good for you.
Do you like barramundi?
I don't like. I love barramundi, right. but I don't like the way salmon conducts itself in the aquatic circle.
What's it ever done to you?
It jumps out. You don't like when it jumps out in the rivers in Canada, and those big polar bears are trying to grab it.
I'd be waiting. Honk, cop that. He's laughing now. Stupid salmon. Swim upstream. Spend all your energy. Yeah. And then die. I didn't think that one through, did you, salmon?
You're salmonist.
Yeah, you are.
Okay, you know, here's my beef with salmon.
Oh, right. God, no, we've heard it.
No,
this
here's my
be
beef
anymore.
With salmon. It's overrated. It's like the strawberry is the most overrated fruit. And I go, I don't mind the strawberry, but you know what? You get a perky ride. You get a cushy ride. You have it with cream. You have it with champagne.
Well, why don't you have one in Paris and get back to me?
Served at Wimbledon. Yeah, your giant one in Paris.
Yeah.
The salmon, everyone goes, oh, salmon. Whoa, it's like a tick. Whoa, look at me. I'm hobnobbing right. now.
I'm going to cook it for you. I'm going to cook it for you, and you're going to think
in the sandwich,
it's delicious.
What would you have with it, though? Is it like a salad with salmon? What do you?
You can. What I would do is with some soy and ginger, right. a bit of mirin.
Oh, sushi. No, I don't mind sushi.
Oh,
well, what have you been crapping on about?
I don't mind sashimi. Raw. All right. But the minute you cook it,
okay.
bow.
This has got to be out. Over now.
Okay, Dave O'Neill's next.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
It is going to be a rip snorter. Take my word for it, a behemoth. It'll be careering wildly out of control. Gone wild. Hop on blocks as we speak.
We've got some great stories. We love animals.
One.
Well, echidnas rooting.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Keeping a lady awake at night. She had to go on sleeping tablets. Bizarre. Was that right. only in Australia
there
could that happen?
We'll get to the bottom of that. You're not going to believe this, but I watched the episode of Game of Thrones last night.
Mm-hmm.
What was it, episode 7, was it?
I'm not sure what you're up to.
It's a good one. I'm so over it.
Yeah. Am I in a time machine?
Yeah, you are. Sorry.
Do you know the voice? We know who that is.
Yes, let's go to it.
The last time Dave O'Neill joined us, the discussion was incredibly highbrow in relation to his podcast with Glenn Robbins, somehow related.
Oh, I don't want to say it, but he breaks wind on the podcast.
Stop it, he does.
Get in the back of the car.
One sec.
He's doing it on command, is he?
You don't mean really.
That's really breaking wind on mic down between
the... Why do men still...
Is he like Cam Dano? Can he do the method? Suppose you lie on your back and you rock back and forward, sucking in an air, so that you can pretty much do it on
command. It's not the first thing that comes up when I think of Cameron Dano.
When he was in that production of The Sound of Music, I'm going, well, I hope he's turning it on. No need for the tuba.
Thank you.
Here to class up the joint some more, please welcome back great friend of the show, Dave O'Neill.
Thank you.
Dave, welcome back.
Dave, you've lowered the tone before you've even spoken.
Yeah. Yes, and I'm anti-salmon as well.
Ah,
yeah,
good
I'm
for you.
Pro-tuna.
You're not a real fish guy, I imagine.
No, I love fish.
Do you?
You'd be flake.
I love flake.
Yeah.
I love flake. Because
that doesn't count.
That's shark.
That's
shark,
count.
And you're not supposed to eat it these days.
No,
and also,
no.
it's covered
you
in...
You have to sneak a piece.
Covered in batter, I'm suggesting.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Because they're eating us. We've got to eat them. We've got to get them before they get us.
It'd be good if... You say you want line caught. I want my shark. Punched in the face.
Right.
So, do you have anything that's been punched in the face by a surfer? Oh,
the thing that gets you about tuna and salmon that always says that it's dolphin free. So, the poor old tuna swimming along, that gets caught, but the dolphin's like, oh, like, see you later, sucked in.
I'd love to eat dolphin.
Yeah.
It'd be like a sashimi dolphin.
You've always said
tasty.
That.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had whale?
I'd like to eat whale live.
You get on one of those Japanese research boats. They're always doing research in inverted commas.
That's how I think you're going to die.
Hey.
I think it'll be quite marvelous, as in it'll be a story for all the ages, but you're going to be taken by...
On a whale boat?
Yeah.
You know what?
By dolphins and whales.
I hope I am now, so you feel terrible.
I won't feel bad. They'll have a feast. I'll enjoy it.
Again, dolphin, overrated.
Overrated. I agree. Overrated. Overrated.
It gets so much attention.
Exactly.
What does it do?
Yeah.
Nothing.
They can communicate underwater. About?
Occasionally hit on minders. You've seen it. You know, every so often it's...
That's because they're like humans. They're so smart.
Someone at SeaWorld goes, I've just had a bizarre encounter with a dolphin.
They have. That'd be fun.
SeaWorld.
All right. Hey, where have you been?
I mean, bonjour. Been overseas.
Oh.
Been overseas.
Yeah, yeah. Probably overseas. Yeah, I went to Paris. Oh, I went
Is that your first visit?
No, I've been to Paris before.
Contiki
tour.
Contiki
tour. We went to the Amelie Cafe where they filmed the movie Amelie.
That's a good spot.
And the guy, the old drunk guy in the movie, was sitting at the bar drinking.
That's amazing. I know. And that movie was made about 15 years ago, wasn't
it? It's like when I go to Lawn Bowls Club and Mick Malloy's at the bar.
You've got to fill me in because I've never watched a French movie because they're all bad.
So,
what's Amelie?
Amelie's about a young woman in France.
No, it's that pretty waitress girl that life is positive and happy.
It's a massive hit around the world.
Amelie.
Yeah, you got to watch SBS, surely on a Friday night.
Betty Blue was hot.
Oh, Betty Blue, that's a French movie.
Well, that's the only one I watched.
Surely Friday night you're turning on a bit of SBS.
And
by
porn.
Yourself.
You've watched French porn, I'm sure.
Even that's a bit highbrow.
Even that's
filmed in black and white and kind of sepia tones. I don't care for it.
You love French.
Wham, bam, bam.
They're very liberal with their smoking and drinking.
Oh, really? I do. That's the only thing I admire about the French.
Tell me about your Paris adventures.
Dave, if you could develop a bomb that you could drop that would kill all the people but keep all the buildings, I would drop it on Paris.
Oh, okay. Well, I like Paris. You go along, you go to a restaurant, you go, there's people, who's smoking? Oh, it's a chef. Oh, that's cool. Always smoking.
That's cool.
And what did you eat? What was the...
Not salmon, that's for sure.
They are good in the kitchen.
They do steak and chips very good. They call it something else, but it's just steak and chips.
Entrecote.
Entrecote.
We went to Denmark, and we went to the home of Lego.
Now that is a bit of a bucket list thing in my household.
Yeah, we went to Balaam.
You didn't go to the factory.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we went.
Unbelievable.
So you have to get a train.
Did you step on a piece of Lego?
Oh, yeah, it hurts.
The factory. Oh, ow.
You have to get a train from the capital, Copenhagen, for 3 hours, like a train and a bus.
But that's not...
It's like going to Wagga or somewhere, and it's like a tiny small town where the Lego land is and the headquarters and Lego house. And a guy who heard my podcast from Adelaide has moved there and works as a designer. So he met us at the bus stop with a huge bag of free Lego.
Like VIPs.
Yes. Mm. And he showed us around.
It's like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory.
It was.
But you've got the tour.
And we went to the Lego restaurant where to order, they give you a bag of Lego, and each bit of Lego represents a piece of food. And you've got to put
swap it
yeah.
for the real thing.
I actually thought it was edible. I ate it. So that was
what represented salmon. You know? Hey, can you hang about? We want to get more of your overseas trips in just a moment.
And I'm on TV tonight. Got to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Not the front bar. I'm talking big stuff. Oh. I'm actually a celebrity. Yeah.
Okay.
This has Denya written all over it.
We're getting to the bottom of this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill back from overseas, back in studio with us live right now. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave, I'm the fifth hottest guy on radio.
I know.
Ray
Hadley's number one.
Hughes
is
number two.
Yeah, so once you take the joke ones out, which are clearly run campaigns, I'm pretty much first cab off the rank.
Right.
So I think there's a case to say I'm the sexiest man in radio.
I'm pretty proud of you. And you know what? Because I wouldn't want to be on air with a dud.
Yeah, with a four. You're on air with like a seven.
I'm on air with a five.
I'm a radio nine.
Five's good.
I'm a radio nine.
Really?
A normal five.
Well, you're with a genuine celebrity now because I don't know if you know, tonight in like, less than 40 minutes, I'm on Celebrity Name Game.
Well, what are you doing?
Whoa.
How's it work? I've never watched it.
Oh, you never watched it?
No.
Well, for a start.
I didn't see the ads.
It's on every night.
It's on every night.
And so they're really pushing the celebrity thing. Mm. And so when they announce me as a celebrity, just seen the look on the contestants' faces. Is that guy delivering something?
That's the one baffling aspect. I thought, good luck with that in Australia. Yeah, I'm a celebrity.
5 nights a week.
5 nights a week. Celebrity.
10 celebrities a week.
You're on the roster. You're on Channel 10.
I'm not on any roster.
Have you been on it yet?
No.
You should do this.
They would love you guys.
Grant,
you
Grant, Grant,
I'm working
if you're listening,
on air
Jane
this time.
Will do it.
I'm busy. I'm a busy woman.
But you did Family Feud.
I did Family Feud.
Then get you.
Come on, Jane.
You love Grant, don't you?
I love Grant. You
after
know
everything
that.
You said about George Colombaris, you owe 10-1.
How
you
dare
owe
you?
One. You
don't
two.
You dare. This is going to be the moment George is in his car hearing that. By the way, it wasn't.
He'll
it?
Be right. Anyway,
he will be right. Now, what do you have to do on this celebrity
game? Well, it's very
game.
Simple. It's like a charades game, and you've got to help the people win, the public win money.
Doesn't
and
sound so, interesting to me.
And so my one was two sisters from the Salvation Army. So they're a very good
in
cause.
Uniform?
Oh, good
no,
on
not in uniform.
Oh.
And so Grant brings me out after they're staring at me, who's this? And he goes, these ladies are from the Salvation Army. So I thought, opportunity for a joke. I go, yeah, we know each other. I go to the shelter all the time. It's like silence.
I'm what, crickets?
Uh-oh. And then I go, I want to make a donation right now. And I go, look at my head, $5. Okay. Here's $5 for a great cause.
And again, nothing.
Nothing. But I didn't get a receipt. I put my money in.
It's actually a much more difficult game.
Oh, and so it's like, so what happens is you've got to try and explain stuff.
I don't.
You get the TV show, interested. For example, and then you've got to try and explain it without saying it. So right. If I had to explain
oh
you,
my
Mick,
God, are we
I'd,
do
go,
this?
I'd go, a large funny comedian on the radio. Used to work
John
with...
Candy.
Yeah.
Likes to take his derps off.
Yeah. In a movie about bowling, lawn bowls.
Guys want to be him. Girls want to do him.
And yeah, that's it. Yeah. Number five.
Loves the cuddle.
Person. Number five.
Touch him.
And they'll say Kyle Sanderlands.
Yeah, for example, I'll give you one that I got. This I don't want to say that we won the money, but we did pretty well. Me and Joe Hildebrand.
You and Joe won.
You and Joe Hildebrand.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, we get none of the money. It goes to the Salvation Army Sisters. There
should go to
cause.
Studio 10. They had a cash injection. It's a good cause.
Okay, see if you can get this one, Joe. I got this one flash. No, I had to guess this one, and the girl said, TV show in the 90s, it's a body of water. Anyone?
H2O.
Baywatch.
No. Oh, very good. Oh. No.
Love Boat.
Flipper.
No, Dawson's Creek.
Oh.
And you see? Got that?
I got that.
You are a nerd.
Yeah. Wow.
You are a joy.
That's obscure.
You weren't a Dawson's fan.
I'm not a Dawson's fan.
You know what would make
and
me
smile? And to tell the truth, I'm not a celebrity name game fan either, for the way you're pitching it.
You should go on. Hey,
Dave's podcasts are available. The Debrief and Somehow Related, wherever you get your podcasts.
Have
thank you, Dave, for coming in.
Thanks for swinging by. Good to have you back.
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Nick and Jane, Gone Wild.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Jane will lead off because Jane, of course, Dave has been to Africa.
Oh, has she really?
Yeah.
Wow. What was that like?
Yeah. And she hit on Dr. Chris Brown. So I think she's Jane.
You've got to stop doing that because that guy will stop talking to me. It's just embarrassing.
He's going to anyway after the comments you made earlier in the program about the new Bachelor.
I've said that before.
I've said Chris Brown.
Chris Brown has to look out because I've said this. There's a new kid in town.
Wow.
Oh. That's what I'm predicting.
What have you got?
This is a Fatty Boombah dog story with a happy ending.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Fire away.
All right. Kay weighed a whopping 70 kilograms, and that's a big weight.
What type of dog is it?
A golden retriever.
Oh, I should have known.
All right.
That's a heavy dog.
I should have known.
But this is the biggest dog, the fattest dog that this vet ever saw.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Okay.
It looks massive.
This is in Alberta, so I presume in Canada.
Mm.
This is the really sad part, so it's going to take all my strength.
I thought you said
it
had a happy ending.
It does, but you know what? The owners who got the dog that enormous and that Fatty Boombah took it to the vet to put it down.
Well.
Oh.
What a bunch of assholes.
Yeah, no,
so what happened is they left.
I would have thought harpooning it would be a better option. Have a look at the thing.
I know.
That is a big,
beautiful kai.
Big Labrador.
So what happened was the vet goes, I'm not putting this dog down.
No, good.
So he rang up, which must be the end of the road, the Misfits of Alberta Animal Rescue.
Oh, my God.
And that's where he went.
And what's that involve?
Well, a really lovely lady fostered him.
Oh,
okay. When he first got home, it took him 20 minutes to climb the stairs. Hey, this is ringing some bells.
What's that?
How long does it take you to get up your stairs at your place?
Oh, very funny. That's, sorry, you know what? That's a cheap shot.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm really upset with
you. There was just something familiar about this cute doggy.
I've got one of those. I've got one of those chairs. It takes me up the side.
That's what this dog needed.
All right.
Okay, he literally went 5 to 10 steps and he'd be panting.
Had to be cut out of the kennel.
Almost. He's the fattest dog in town.
It's like one of those fat guys. You get cut out of the house. This is it. You get cut out of the kennel.
So sad. So what
about a stomach staple?
No, it was too, they couldn't even touch it because it would die on the
here's
table.
An idea. It's a Labrador. Get a tennis ball.
Yeah.
Hello, throw the
but
tennis
he,
ball.
He couldn't even move because he was so fat. So what she started doing was she put him in the pool and got him to slowly exercise.
Looks like a sumo. Sumo dog.
She got him to, she took him three times a day for a little walks.
Yeah.
First, he could only go to the neighbour's house next door and pack this big old blubbery Labrador.
It's like a Shar-Pei Labrador.
And then guess what?
What?
The butterfly emerged and he dropped 100 pounds in a year.
Jeez.
And now he's running, jumping, chasing balls.
Dating hot chicks.
Dating hot poodles in town.
Good on him.
Isn't that a happy
That's
ending?
That's a good story.
How about those people wanting to put it down?
He'll get hit by a car tomorrow.
Okay. Oh.
Why'd you have to bring it down?
Will be.
It was a really uplifting story.
Look at his
them.
Cute, happy face.
Bad dog.
All right.
Bad dog.
What have you got?
Well, here's a story that I like while we're remaining with the dogs. Mm-hmm. A woman's got a bucket list for a dying dog with cancer.
Oh, dear.
And she wants to seek the best life possible, so she's made a bucket list for her dog, things to do before the dog dies of cancer. You want me to go through?
Yes. Yeah.
Have a Starbucks puppuccino. That should be pretty easy to
think of.
That's on your bucket list, isn't it, Dave? Order a burger at McDonald's. I'm not sure. That might be a bit of cannibalism there.
Oh, really?
Have a nice go. Go to the beach. Well, if you haven't taken your dog to the beach already,
that's a bit
no
lame.
Wonder it's not well.
Have a look at yourself.
Why don't you just kill it? Play with friends at the dog park. Done.
Well, isn't that like normal dog life?
What have a steak dinner. Have a steak dinner.
Oh,
that's
good.
If you haven't given your dog a steak dinner and you know the days are numbered.
Every vet will ring up now and say you shouldn't do that. Don't have bones. Don't do this. Don't do that.
Visit a fire station.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, that would be good.
Well, they're not doing much.
Yeah.
Oh, it's because they like weighing on a fire hydrant.
Well, Dalmatians fire.
Fire hydrant. Yeah. And they've all got a dog. And you can chase the wheels. Can you?
Maybe in children's books.
And maybe
not real life.
And the hose, you know, they like to play in the sprinkler. You could turn the hose on the dog.
Chase it.
Dogs love when you put the hose on, they like licking the water straight from that.
They do, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. India do that, wouldn't she?
She does love that.
Have a photo shoot. Now that would be good. Do you have a photo shoot with your dog?
I take photo of her every day. So.
Yeah, but one, you go to a studio, stupid woman.
can you see Rob Sitch going to a studio getting a photo? Actually, I can.
I can see it with the dog.
He would love that with the dog, not
me. Apparently there's plenty of room at home on your mantelpiece. Don't have a lot of pictures, you two, together.
Really?
Why is that?
Oh, who can be bothered? We see enough of each other, don't you think?
Yeah, it just feels
who takes pictures together as a couple?
Oh, come on.
Like who? Dave, have you got lots of pictures of you?
A couple of wedding photos at home, that's about it.
Dave, you know what you should get your wife? You know those sexy photo shoots where you go and you pay.
There is no chance in hell I would ever consider something like that.
Why not?
There's no chance.
Do it for us.
What are you talking about? No.
No, there's a thing you do for your partner. You make it feel sexy.
I've even had the photos of me in the radio station taken down. I can't stand looking at myself. You'd want to look at this ugly mug. Well, no, not interested.
That's true.
Thank you.
You make a good point.
Hey, we're back to the bucket list.
Hey, make a paw print ornament. See, you can have a paw print.
Are we still
That's
going?
A good idea.
Yeah, I'm doing the bucket list.
Gee, how long is it?
Oh, well, jeez.
That's not 100 things.
Paint a picture.
Anyway, we've got the idea.
Maybe with Picasso.
That sounds nice.
Dog will be dead by the time this bucket list.
The dog is he's got cancer, so it is dying.
You know what? Gee, if you guys can't get on board...
What else is there?
There's a woman's dog's dying, and she's made a bucket list.
There's nothing that's really shocked me at this stage. There's nothing I've gone, oh, my God, that's brilliant.
Free dry hump day. Like a dry hump day. We can just dry hump anything you want.
Okay.
What about a cushion you can throw on the floor and just go to town
when you've got kids. Okay.
All right. Part two of Gone Wild coming up. Don't go away.
You've got to get a bucket list for your dog.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Gone Wild.
I imagine there's nothing more frightening than angry, horny snakes.
Mm-mm.
Now, it's breeding season in Cairns at the moment.
Okay.
And
they're all going hammer and tong.
Well, they were.
How do they do it? Just out of interest?
I think they just rubble their little bellies against each other.
Right, so much like you at home.
Did you just really say that?
No, I didn't. Come on, go
for it. I don't know how snakes have sex. And please don't ring. It's not a question.
No,
anyway,
I'd like to know.
Snakes have sex.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Like that.
Cause a bit of friction.
Friction.
They shed their skin and off.
That's what happens.
A little bit of...
What?
You know.
Maybe she might need a little drink to get a little bit loose.
Maybe the snake gets home and goes, oh, damn, I shed my skin. I've got to go back. I've got to go back and get my skin. God, sorry, did I leave my skin here? Thanks. You know, guys, isn't it, Dave, you'll tell you this, is the quickest thing you can do in the world is pull your jeans back on.
That should be like Olympic sport.
Well, it is. Yeah, right. You're virtually hopping out of the
room. When you're in a hurry.
You're hopping out of the room as you're calling a cab.
Oh, my God. Sunday. Back to the snakes.
Okay, well, how do they do it? So one lies on top, so they do it sneaky style?
Yes, I'm going to say that's how they do it.
That is interesting, though. I've never really thought about it.
Oh,
you're
God,
right.
I just can't be bothered Googling it.
Where's the appendage?
What end?
Oh,
like snake
tinder? Is it snakes that have both a penis and a vagina? I think there's some
animal kingdom's taking a turn. Well, why would you need a partner then?
Yeah.
Why would you just go,
good point.
I'll be right. Nope, I'm pretty good. Got it all covered over here.
Sounds pretty good.
I seriously have no energy to Google this. Maybe someone out there wants to.
Yeah.
How do snakes have sex?
We're going to find out.
Anyway, they're in the roof going at it at this couple's house in Queensland. And all of a sudden, the roof falls in.
Right.
And the snakes, wham, slap down onto the floor.
Can I say something?
Really?
What?
That's happened to all of us.
Whitney, can you tell us, how do snakes have sex?
I'm just Googling pictures, all of them.
You keep doing it.
Okay, and then you tell us
how
snakes have sex.
Mm. And what's the sexiest snake?
Oh, cobra.
King Brown?
Yeah. Well, cobra's got the big
sort tiger. Of, tiger makes a show of it.
What about the...
And it's a bit aggressive.
Yeah.
Tiger? Oh, is that the... giving a bit away here. You like that, do you?
I think I rose up and did a...
What about... you acted it out. Personally, I've been looking to the Black Mambo.
All right. What's that famous for?
Oh,
yeah, you know the Black Mambo? The Black Mambo's deadly.
Is it?
Yeah.
Every snake's deadly. Come on.
Cute.
Right.
Hottie. And deadly. Goes off like a firecracker in a sack, but deadly.
Okay.
That's me. All right. So what happens?
How do snakes have sex? Quick.
Quick look. The male snake begins to court the female by bumping his chin on the back of her head and then crawling over her.
Oh.
When she is willing...
So standard operating procedure.
Yes.
Then what?
When she is willing, she raises her tail.
Hello.
Oh.
At that point, he wraps... At that point, he wraps his tail around hers so the bottom of their tails meet at the...
Put some effort into this, Whitney. You're a bit sexy.
The cloaker.
Okay.
Don't you say that on national radio. How dare you?
All right, we get it. Say so they just have a big
hug. Rub. Yeah. They have a rub.
They rub, they hug. Mm. She lifts the tail. Bingo, you're in.
And then they fall through the bloody roof.
Wing bang boom.
This house
bing bang boom. Way to check, please.
There you go.
The male inserts his two sex organs.
We need to
The hemipenes.
See, is it?
Hemsworth?
He has both.
Which then extends and releases sperm.
Good stuff.
All right.
That's enough.
You are welcome.
Hey, that was good chat, though, about the snakes.
Thank you.
What about a...
Well, what about an echidna?
Well, echidnas. So the echidnas have gone berserk. They've gone bonkers, literally, up in the outback. So there's mating echidnas. It's mating season. And they're keeping a family up all night because they're doing it under the house. This is in west of Moonee,
and how's
Queensland.
It keeping the family awake?
Well, because they're up to no good.
No, I know.
I know how it is.
I know how it is,
okay,
too.
I'll tell you first. Because it's so spiky.
I live with teenage boys at home, please.
I'll tell you what, because it's so spiky, when one mounts the other, he goes, oh, ow, oh, ow, oh, ow, oh, yeah, oh, ow, oh, ow. See? And that noise keeps them up.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear the real reason?
Oh, here we go.
Because their spikes are rubbing on the floorboards above. Scratchy scratch.
Okay. Jesus. Have we got this?
We got
a sound of it.
Okay, this is Linnell Urquhart, part of the family. Take a listen.
Don't know if anyone else has had a sleeping tablet because their echidnas were having sex under their house. It's just a bit strange. I'm hoping that it's been good sex and the sex has worked and we get puggles because that would be excellent.
Sounds like Urquhart could do with a serving.
Why would you say that?
This doesn't sound like she's much joy in her voice.
She hasn't got sleep. She's tired.
Well, maybe it's a...
Because your echidnas are keeping her awake. She wants the puggles born. That's what a baby echidna is
for. All right. I think we're done.
Sorry, yes, Dr. Jane knows.
Well done, Jane. Okay. All right.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Thanks to HSV Series 2 Sports Cat. You can find your dealer at hsv.com.au.
I love it. They should be in a museum, the Sports Cat. They are the business, the best going around.
I agree.
If you were to rock up in one of
game
these.
Game changer.
People, guys would go, who the hell is that in that unbelievable looking vehicle?
Mate, I could, behind the wheel, I would be like unstoppable.
I don't think you're up to it.
What are you talking about?
I don't think you're up to it. This is for the really demanding.
It's next level kind of stuff.
Guy.
Yeah, next level,
needs,
Dave. I'm yeah, next
well,
level.
All right.
Jeez.
This is someone who's a doer
well, this is,
rather than a spectator.
Yeah, you have to be in the top 1%. This is like Top Gun Academy.
Are you mentally tough?
I'm mentally tough. Try me. Try me. Say something offensive to me.
You're fat.
Well, I'm just, not going to say
why
that.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. You sing with your mentally
you
tough.
You asked it. Are you mentally
you're not
tough?
Fat. We know that. Just sing what you'd say. So you're kind of crumbling
what
a bit.
Was that the first thing that came to mind?
I don't know.
You love musicals. You love cats.
Oh, how dare you. If you like musicals, you cannot drive the Sports Cat. Do not rock
no,
up to the opening of Les Mis.
No, I'm sorry.
In
you
the
can't
Sports
go to
Cat
any Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Because those worlds do not collide or intersect at any stage.
No, they don't.
This is a man's vehicle.
Mm.
It is king of the road.
It's so
the
stylish.
Fufu, the
look, look at the six-spoke alloy wheels.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, they're so hot. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
All-terrain tyres, because you can go on and off, right? If, of course, that's just
if cars had the Bachelor, this would be the Bachelor.
You're right.
There's a show for cars.
Yeah. This is the hottie.
It's the peacock. It's the showpiece.
I would go to a car show just to see the Sports Cat, and I'd roll around in the bonnet.
So they've got white and red. What are the colours? I'm going to find out.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I really don't care. As long as it's a Sports Cat.
Hmm.
I don't. I just want
to. I love this car.
I want to touch the easy down tailgate.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Could you have a little bit of hanky panky in the?
In the HSV. Oh yeah.
I don't.
Hello, girls.
This.
Welcome to the Sports Cat. Welcome aboard. Woo. You'll be a different woman when you step out of this cabin. Mickey.
All right. All the details. HSV.com.au. This is Kennedy Molloy.
This is Kennedy Molloy.
Just about done for the day. The front bar back on the TV tonight. We've got two tickets, a double to go right now. 133353.
Dennis Pagan tonight. Should be a load of fun.
That's good. I can't wait. Mickey got my night all sorted.
All right. Should all be a load sorted. Of fun. Again, I've got my night sorted too, because as soon as I get home, I'll be hoeing into another episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh. Why don't you give yourself a break?
No.
Please do.
Because I'm on a roll.
No, really?
Mate, last night I watched episode 7 of season 4. Out of 10 seasons, Game of Thrones, and what a ripper it is.
What happened last night that I would think...
The Hound went berserk. Hound's going on a killing rampage. Now they've put a bounty out on the Hound. He doesn't know what to do.
Mm.
He's told Arya that his brother pushed his face into a fire.
Jeez.
You guys don't care, do you?
That's already happened to him. Wasn't he always already burnt?
Yeah, but he told her.
Okay.
She finds out for the first time. Ugh. Spoiler alert. Don't you listen. Don't you listen when I read out.
Is there any sex in this episode last night?
Well, Daenerys told a bloke to take his gear off.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Oh, is that Dario? He's all right.
Dario. He's better than The Bachelor.
I'm not saying
personally,
that.
If I was Daenerys, I'd be going for Littlefinger.
Stop it.
Littlefinger, we all know why they call him
Littlefinger. Oh, no, this wasn't the episode where Littlefinger kissed Sansa, is it?
Yes.
Oh, yuck.
Puke.
Yuck!
That's all good.
Poor Sansa.
But you know what worries me?
Lucky she's with her.
Well, because you know there's seven kingdoms. There's only one throne.
See ya.
Who's going to end up on the throne?
Hey, tomorrow the Teskey brothers are going to play live for us on Kennedy Molloy. Friend of the show, Limo, will be around as well. That'll be tomorrow's Friday, Kennedy Molloy.
Another premium selection of Kennedy Molloy. For a premium sports 4x4 range, check out the new Series 2 HSV Sports Cat with sports suspension, anti-roll bar and AP racing brakes. Play hard.